Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by Osco Wellness, coolest new pain relief product around. The Tough Man Triathlon Series, which is up to 20 events now. Run Catalina.com, Catalina Eco Marathon, coming up on Saturday, November 19th. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we've raised over $75 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. And check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com or on iTunes. And as always, endurance lives here. Our next guest is the main man at Outside PR, a longtime friend of the show, Mr. Gordon Wright. Gordon, how the heck you doing?
How are you doing, boss?
I am doing wonderfully. Always a pleasure to catch up with you. Bummed we didn't get to see you in Kona, but you got to go to Louisville. How sweet is that?
I know, yeah, it's the same weekend, right? So everybody wants to go to Kona, and the boss has got to fall on his sword. You know how it goes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was in Kona. There you go.
Wait, tell me more about this pain reliever. You need to send up some samples.
Osco Wellness. It's actually, what's really cool about it, it's you basically strap it on to wherever you have pain, and you see the light on, but you don't feel a thing. And all of a sudden, it's like, whoa.
They got a full body one of those? I mean, like a suit? Because I got to strap it on.
You just sort of move it around, moving around the body. Yeah, yeah. But it's actually really a cool product. And Greg Holgate, he was one of the guys I work with at Compex, and he tried this thing out with his dad and realized that, oh, my God, this thing is really doing the job. So, anyway, it's cool stuff. Yeah. Hey, so let's talk a little beach body performance. You've been involved with these guys for how long?
Since right before Ironman Texas, so like April or May.
And so they're coming in full bore. I mean, they're going, hey, this endurance market, the Ironman 70.3, these are events that these folks are going to appreciate what Beachbody Performance brings to the table.
Yeah, so, I mean, P90X for Beachbody.
Yes.
For the listeners who don't know. It's,
right.
It's Tony Horton, P90X, and Insanity, and Shakeology, and all the streaming videos. And kind of an interesting story. They have a lot of big company now, Bob.
Yes, it's gigantic.
And they have a lot of endurance athletes on the team now.
Right.
And they were kind of lobbying internally, like, hey, we need something for when we work out, that's how you get beach body performance. And
right.
They know, like, they're dialed into nutrition. they know exactly what they're doing. And, yeah, so when they decided to come out with this new line, Beach Body Performance, they said, look, who are the most dialed in endurance athletes? Who really cares about nutrition? Who is most passionate about endurance sports? And they correctly said, look, it's triathletes.
Right.
They have gone all in. It's they're the official nutrition supplement of Ironman North America. We're sponsoring, God, I think, 8 different athletes, ranging from Sari Lindley and Michele Jones to Matt Lieto and Emma Kate Lidbury and Joe Gambles. It's just they don't do anything halfway. They're all in, and but they're also, to their credit, they recognize that they're new to the triathlon.
Exactly.
Space. So they're pretty humble about it. They're like, hey, look, we're not going to try to make a big splash overnight. We just want to invest in the community. So that's how you get to where we are today.
Well, and they're learning, because you think about the people they're signing up, Michele Jones, Ironman champion, Olympic silver medalist, who just won a gold at the Paralympics, guiding Katie Kelly, a visually impaired athlete. She has been an endurance athlete for probably 25 years, right? So she needs nutrition. She needs to be eating the right stuff to keep doing what you do. And Joe Gambles coaches Heather Jackson, and so he's an athlete and he's a coach. So and Sari Lindley coaches Marina Carfrae. So the people they're connecting with are folks who see it from a lot of different perspectives. So that it's always interesting when a company understands that they have to reach out and go into something and go, this is a blank slate. We don't know this space that well. We need you to teach us.
Yeah, and that's why they came into it with kind of an open heart. And you sort of nailed it. They're not chasing results and, oh, my God, we got to
yes.
go after this year's Ironman winner. No, they want people who know what they're doing, who are trusted in the community, and who, most importantly, tested the product. And,
right.
You know, do
yeah.
you stand by the product? Are you, and every single one of our pro athletes tested it before they signed up. So.
Well, and then there are influencers. These are folks right. who make a difference and impact a lot of other people. People come to them looking for suggestions. So talk a little bit about Make Me an Iron Man campaign, because that's a cool deal. Anytime you offer folks an opportunity to not just do an Iron Man, but to get trained by the best and also change their body, change their mindset, and achieve something that for a lot is unachievable.
Great call. I'll claim credit
yes.
for it. I thought it up kind of right when we were starting to work together at Outside PR and Beachbody Performance, because how do you, let's be super blunt, it's very expensive to race an Ironman.
No question.
And Ironman recognizes that. And
sure.
They are fully cognizant of it. And yeah, they're out to make money, but they also feel like, well, you know, anything that we can do to increase access, particularly for people who are not experienced or who maybe don't have the resources to do it. When we thought it up and brought it to Ironman, they jumped all over it. This is something that we've been looking at for a long time. Never had anybody sign on to kind of execute it, but this is a great promotion because here's what it does. We're going to grant up to 11 people across the country the chance to do an Ironman. That's not just an entry fee. Yes, it is an entry fee. You get a free entry fee. But you also get free coaching for up to 10 months.
Wow.
You get a Quintana Roo PR3. Brand new bike. Peter Hurley
yep.
stepped up big time. You know, what else do we need? Okay, Roka wetsuit,
yep.
done. Hoka shoes, done. Pearl Izumi triathlon cycling shoes, done. Rudy Project stepped up with a helmet and sunglasses. And Zoot Sports is taking care of all the apparel, including hopefully some super cool race kit. And so, you know, just using our connections in the industry, we came out to all these co-sponsors and said, hey, you know, are you interested in this? And every single brand said yes. So it's a sizable investment. Obviously, you get free nutrition from Beachbody Performance, too, but it really is designed to grant up to 11 people the opportunity. No excuses. I mean, if you
sure.
sign up for this thing, you have zero excuses to reach the finish line at Kona. I wish it could be more, but for the first year, for 2017, it's 11 people.
11?
Chance of a lifetime.
Right? Which Ironman?
It's going to go from Texas.
Uh-huh.
Or excuse me, I think we had to put Texas off the table as well as Kona.
Yes.
So we're looking to get somebody to every single other.
Cool. So they can sort of be involved in the choice of which one might be appropriate for them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
I mean, starting with Boulder in June, we're going to roll it all through 2017.
What I love is a program that's integrated across the board. So these sponsors are all part of the Ironman family for the most part.
Yes, and that was a suggestion by Ironman that we took up.
Sure.
And why not? It's,
of course.
Keep it
makes
it
easier. Yeah.
Headed in the right direction. And I just like, you know, most of your readers know, and I know what it's like to cross that finish line. Anytime
yes.
you try something really hard, it is transformative. It recalibrates what you believe that you can do, and not just in sports, but in your entire life. So, wow, that feeling is so rare and it's so precious that that's what we wanted to confer upon people, not just a chance to do a 140-mile workout, but to really kind of transform your life. And we've had, Bob, incredible grassroots response. I think we're closing in on 1,000 entries. But
really?
Yeah, man. For those listeners
yes.
who have not yet, you know, who haven't heard of it or haven't applied, apply. Just go. It could not be easier. You go to the Facebook page of Beachbody Performance, big tab right there. And we're not necessarily looking for, there are no disqualifying answers or disqualifying set of experiences. So even if you've done an Ironman before, go ahead and apply. It is probably, you know, we're looking more towards people who haven't done a prior Ironman because that just feels more right. But really, anyone can apply, and we've seen a great turnout. Some really great. It's actually hard getting through all the responses.
Oh yeah,
there's been so many of them. But yeah, we're looking forward to awarding those grants.
What I love is, I remember years ago, you know, through Competitor Magazine, we would do things like that where we'd put something out and say, "Hey, do you want to do the Mission Bay Triathlon?" Right, and we'd, you know, we had it funded by Rubio's, wherever it happened to be at the time. And the cool thing was that it wasn't just that one athlete that we were getting ready for the event. People were following their training because it's intimidating. You're talking about 2.4 miles, 112 miles of cycling, and 26.2 miles of running. The average person thinks that you need to be some uber athlete to do this. And the reality that both of us know, since both of us have finished this stuff, if you had a background as a kid wearing arm floaties, if you had a paper route, and you played capture the flag, you basically have our skill set.
Sign up. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing you don't need is you don't need to be 6'8". You don't need to be 300 pounds. Other sports have, you know, hand-eye coordination, all sorts of basics you have to have. If you ride, run, and swim a little bit every day, you get better as a triathlete. And
that's right.
That's what it comes down to. So you're sort of demystifying what the Ironman is all about and allowing everyday people to go, wait a second, I can do this. And more importantly, it's not just that one person, because other folks are going to be following this going, well, wait a second, if that person can do it, why can't I do it?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why there are 11, you know, people across the country that we're gonna give this to. And Bob, didn't you now?
Yes.
I think you also came up with Marathon Makeover, didn't you?
We did that a few different times. Marathon Makeover. We did the Heinz Ward thing for chocolate milk, and before that, it was a 13 episode webisode with Heinz and actually three other people that participated and
got Ono
through.
Did it,
yep.
And
Apollo
Honey
did it the final
it, yeah.
year. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, basically, I'm just recycling all your good ideas.
No, the deal is, what doesn't change is there's a mystique to the Ironman brand, and people want to be part of it because they know it's something. I always tell people it's something that you carry in your back pocket, that you finish this Ironman. So when things get tough in the real life, in work or business or home life, that you can sort of draw on the fact that you finished something that very few people on the planet have actually finished.
Well, 100%. And funny enough, I was talking about you yesterday with our mutual good old friend Austin Murphy of Sports Illustrated. And Austin has never done an actual Ironman.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
And you know, your listeners don't know, but you know that Austin and I have done multi-day adventure races and 24-hour adventure races and a lot. So, you know, before my doing Ironman in Arizona last year, I had never done one either. I didn't take it lightly, but I was kind of like, Ironman, whatever.
Good deal. Yeah. I've gone across Madagascar for 12 days.
Yeah, right. And you know what? It was two things. First of all, I kicked my ass.
Yes.
Second of all, I still carry it around with me. It is, to my surprise, a profound achievement. Something I'm really proud of. Something I absolutely had to cross off my bucket list, and man, am I so glad that I did. So, we're going to get Austin into an Ironman.
Oh, you know what? When Austin got, I was after him for years to do rock and roll in an Elvis outfit. Right? And he realized when he did that just how special that was, right? And
I think he did the half, but
yeah, he did. He did the half, but he ran as Elvis, right?
But he ran as Elvis.
Yeah, in Vegas, on the Strip, right?
Yeah, he told me a story about you guys hanging out in the bar afterwards in your Elvis.
Exactly,
costume.
Hanging out in our Elvis outfits, and you know, when you're in Vegas as Elvis, that's a pretty cool deal. So Austin, because he's such an amazing athlete, and he will, you know, the problem with this is you've got to put the miles in. I mean, there's no BS here. And I remember when Heinz was training and Paul Newby Frazier was his coach, and she had him basically on Strava, knew exactly where he was all the time.
Right.
And he would say, I ran 5 miles. And she'd be like, you didn't run 5 miles, I ran two, right? So there's no BSing this.
What time did he turn in?
I think he went just over 13 or something like that.
That pisses me off. Well, he's a younger man than I am.
He did well.
Don't do what I did. You're right, because I put in 2 months of training.
Yes.
And you know, had an anvil fall on my head the second half of the marathon. So don't do what I did.
No, and the thing with Hines and what Paul did so well is we had, you know, there was a number, I think it was 6 months. Because remember, I think the furthest he'd ever run was 80 yards, right?
Okay,
so
God, right.
He had to start, he was a sprint guy. He was a fast twitch guy. And I think that was such a great example for people to realize that you could be a former basketball, baseball, hockey player, and then just, you know, you move into this endurance thing. And I think a lot of people come away with this going, you know, if I had been into this endurance stuff to begin with, I think I would have been better at what I was, you know, what I was doing as a football player. You know, I would have been able to do things with a lower heart rate and actually achieve more.
Well, you look at Eric Burns.
Totally.
Crushes Ironmans,
yes,
and ultra marathons now, and before he was just a, you know, meathead outfielder for,
well,
the Oakland A's.
Yeah, and a guy who'd you know, was in 11th in the MVP voting 1 year. I mean, that guy will understate his accomplishments. I think one year he had 25 stolen bases and 25 home runs and 50 stolen bases.
Yeah,
so he's very special.
And what about you? You're knocking it out of the park. Are you bragging on yourself on your podcast, Bob? Because all you do is race races and get on the podium.
You know, my whole thing is, unless somebody gives me a T-shirt or a medal, I don't work out. I mean, that's sort of a problem. You know, I don't like to do anything unless I get bling. So, you know, I race every weekend because otherwise I'm just sort of, what do I do? If I don't get a medal every weekend, I'm sort of screwed.
And well, tell me about this as a race strategy. I'm just going to wait until I'm like in the 80
yes.
to 85 race category.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I was interviewing a guy once at a master swim meet who was 100 years old, and he told me something that I live by to this day. I said, well, I mean, what is the key to your success? And he goes, if you can't beat him, outlive him. And from there, I realized, so now I'm in the 65 to death category. So, you know, obviously it's a leaner group that I'm racing against. But the thing that people are going to find out with triathlon, these folks who are training now, when I went to Omaha for national championships a couple months ago, there was 68 people in the 65 to 69 and over 70 in 60 to 64. Right.
Report.
Yeah. So it is the fountain of youth, this sport, because as I tell everybody who's a serious runner, if you're 50, I hate to tell you this, you're not getting faster as a runner, right? It's pretty much done. You're going to be able to maintain, but the reality is the strength you build from swimming, cycling, and running will allow you to be an endurance athlete forever. And I believe run less, run forever, because you replace the anaerobic work you need to do running by doing it on in swim and doing it on the bike, and you keep your joints healthy. I've always been a believer that less is more.
All right. Well, whatever you're doing, I'm going to do.
You better jump in, baby.
It's working.
So you've had around 1,000 people already sign up potentially to become an Ironman.
Yeah.
I love that.
Who wouldn't be? I mean, look at the package. Like,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you enter?
Exactly. I mean, basically, you're getting entry fee for these races is $700-$800. Plus,
right,
you're talking about all the equipment. You're talking about a $5,000 bike. You're talking about all the other stuff that goes with it, wearing a cool outfit, shaving your legs, right? All that cool stuff
coaching,
that goes along with it.
Just the coaching
yes.
for 10 months is,
yes.
is a lot of money.
Well, with the best people in the world. It's
yeah,
not like
actually,
you're...
We're going through, yeah. not, we're not going through our athletes. We're going through Ironman U.
Oh, even better.
But even better, because we kind of needed local, like, we
sure.
want people
yep.
we want people engaged on a local
yeah,
level.
Yeah, it's hard to train people, especially brand new people, just through online. You
yeah.
need to be able to see them at the track, see them in a pool, analyze their stroke.
Hold their hands.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And get them through. Once they get through that first sprint, I remember when Hines Ward did his first sprint try mm-hmm. here in Coronado, that's when the light went on. And he was like, okay, wait a second, I can actually do this. And then the longer distances come, but you got to start with that short distance stuff and knowing that you can get through, you know, the claustrophobia sometimes you get from wearing a wetsuit for the first time and cold water and currents
I fully expect people who don't have any swim experience to be
in
the final roster here.
No
and
question.
Why not? I don't care.
No. That actually is, again, when you're bringing someone in who has very little swimming background, that is the deterrent to the sport. Right, that keeps people away because cold water, current, kelp, big fish, glare, everything that is negative is in the swim.
Yep.
Right?
That's, yep. If, no, you nailed it.
If you and I go for a bike ride together and one of us gets tired, we walk. If one of us, if we ride together, run together and get tired, one of us walks. If we swim together, one of us gets tired, we both die. That's a problem. That is a big issue. So it's getting people water safe, water confident, using, learning how to use a wetsuit. Because, you know, putting on that wetsuit for the first time and jumping into the ocean. It's one thing putting a surfing wetsuit and being above the water. But when you're swimming in a wetsuit for the first time, you can feel a little claustrophobic, and also, you know, you got the cap on. You can't talk to anybody, which is the part that drives me nuts. So there's a challenge to the swim that is different from the bike and a run.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And like you said, it's giving people the opportunity, and I think that it's so overwhelming. The distance gets overwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, where do I even start,
right?
I mean, that's kind of the fundamental question. So, I don't know, man. Hopefully we'll get people right up off the sofa.
Yep.
And into the water.
Well, you know what? And don't hesitate when you make your decisions on who these folks are. Let's get a couple of them on the show to talk about the challenge so we can sort of document what they're up against and where they started and where they're going.
I think that's a great idea. We'll get the most interesting one. We'll have him or her.
Yep.
And, for readers who've always had it on the bucket list,
yes.
Get on over to that Facebook page for Beachbody.
So it's a Facebook page for a Beachbody performance.
Yep, yeah, that's it. You'll see. And,
yes.
There's no BS, Deb, with the, you don't have to buy anything. It's,
no.
It's straight up.
I love that.
Yeah.
Gordon, always a pleasure. I appreciate you taking time.
Great. Sorry I missed you, Kona.
No
Thanks
problems.
For doing what you do and doing it so well.
I might be able to get you a Thank God I'm Not Racing medal. I might be able to, which were epic this year with lights, not just in the medal, but also in the ribbon. It was the first time we've done that. So
I even had all my underwear picked. I was going to do the underwear run.
Oh, man.
Maybe next year.
Next year. Gordon Wright has been our guest from Outside PR. The website is, or the Facebook page is Beachbody Performance. If you'd like to become an Ironman, 11 lucky people will be chosen, and just go on that Facebook page and check it out. Gordon, you are the best.
Cheers, Bob. You are.
All right. We're brought to you by USCA Wellness, coolest new product in pain relief, Tough Man Tri Series. Run Catalina.com, Catalina Eco Marathon on Saturday, November 19th. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we've raised over $75 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on Babbittville or on iTunes. Subscribe to our newsletter. And as always, endurance lives here.